You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Meet Brandon. Brandon doesn't quite understand the power of email marketing and sales funnels, and he doesn't want to lose his customers to a company he loves either. No worries. Brandon is completely safe. The ATS JR Network will do most of the marketing for Brandon and make sure that every customer he brings into the company remains with him. Imagine having emails sent out to your customer every day that add value to their lives and makes them money. Also, imagine the company Brandon loves marketing to his customers while he's at work or asleep. Brandon's customer will purchase the next level of ATS while he's busy. Brandon may not understand sales funnels, but Brandon certainly understands how ATS keeps giving him pay raises monthly. At ATS, we take care of your business and financial goals with you. Join Brandon in ATS today.
I'm telling you, every day, encouragement, fired up, on top of it. Yeah. Thank you, Antonio. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I needed that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah. Amen. You're very welcome, man. You're very welcome. Whew. You're very welcome. My hope and the joy is to build a mega company that is a leaning post for so many different people. In a family, in a economy that is off of group economics. That's my hope. My hope is to, I don't know if I ever told y'all my real vision of what I want to do. I don't know if I ever told y'all. You can't tell everybody everything, girl. Can't tell everybody everything. You gotta hold on to some stuff. I think I'll go ahead and, I mentioned part of it today. Remind me, Deanna, remind me to come back and tell them why I want to be a billionaire. Partially. I won't say all of it, but here we go. All right, we lend it over you. Excuse the what Jerome said. I look terrible. I'm working on it. Go ahead, Deanna. You got your phone muted down, like your cell phone.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Brick by Brick with Antonio T. Smith Jr. and Tempest S. Smith. This evening, they are discussing with us recovering after a major loss. So I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, our CEOs, Antonio T. Smith Jr. and Tempest S. Smith.
I so appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. We got a good subject for y'all today. We really do, so we'll wait for Tempest to cut our camera on and get ready. In the meantime, let me tell y'all, I want to be a billionaire for a reason. Well, I'm not going to tell you the whole reason. You just have to find out when VH1 covers my story, you know, in something like that, you know, Sports Center covers it or something. But I'm not going to tell you, but I will tell you one of the main driving points that I have that no one really knows about. Where did the creating 100,000 millionaires come from? That didn't come from, I don't know, like who would think that someone is crazy enough to say 100 billionaire equals a lot of vegan Reese's? Yeah. 100,000 millionaires. My plan, my goal is to, hold on, let me do this real quick. My goal is to change the collective conscience of the world. That drives me more than you know. I figured if I create 100,000 millionaires, then I can influence those 100,000 people to create this change that would be something so amazing as far as the consciousness of this world. So anyway, that would be why I want to do that. That's part of it, but I won't say much more. Tempest, let us roll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Brick by Brick with Antonio and myself. We took a break, and I'm grateful to be back here. I heard Antonio talking, saying that he thought that he was feeling okay. So I asked earlier, he didn't want to do this call because I heard his voice and I felt my pain. So I was kind of hoping that the two would meet in the middle to a no. But he said yes. And then I got quiet for like a minute and he was like, still there? And I was like, yeah, I'm still here. I was kind of waiting for that no to pop back up. But here we are.
Nope. If it don't, you can get up 5 a.m. to coach with me with curls in the head. And Pam Norris can get up at 3 a.m. on a sales training call. Well, that dog, yeah, we go. I'm going to push through. Well, y'all, welcome back, Tempest. She's been down for almost 3 weeks. Yes. Come on. There you go.
Welcome back, Tim.
Did we find out if your car was totaled? Is your car totaled? Dion, cut a camera on just to give you some love.
I can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it. Her lawyer said, keep your mouth shut. And then since we reach millions of people and the IRS is always watching, we understand. But then you understand. If we had a regular reach, then maybe she can talk about it. But since we out here in these millions of streets where she can't say nothing about it. Do y'all see her hair? That's a $500 hairdo. Look at it.
It is not $500. I don't spend that much money on hair.
Damn. That's what they used to charge me. Maybe I got swindled in the early 2000s. They was like, I need $500 for my hair. It costs $500. Maybe I was getting swindled. Maybe I didn't know. Or maybe when it first started off, it was $500. But it was something like that. It was like $300. You go down to Hottie and JoJo, and they, two of them get on your hair, and they braid it real quick.
What do you know about Hottie? Hilarious.
Yeah,
that's a braiding place in Houston for those who don't know.
Yeah,
Antonio, every day that I talk to you, you bust out with something that you're not supposed to know, and it just shocks me. So when we finish, I need to talk to you about who you talking to and what you listening to.
I got young nieces that keep me hip and keep me hip. They're like 22 and 19. And then my boys is 10 and 7, and they keep me super hip. I can't floss worth of nothing, though. I still can't get it down, but not the floss y'all know of, the backpack kid. Anyway, one more announcement. Employee number one's birthday is tomorrow. Yes, that's Grace. Grace has a birthday tomorrow. Unmute your mic, Grace. Why don't you say something?
Well, I will be the big 3-9 tomorrow, and we'll be celebrating and getting this money. That's how we celebrate.
Well, since you want to talk like that, then, I mean. Well, one more announcement, then. Plant Better Mindset Hour comes back tomorrow, and there is a word. Yes. You can tune in to me tomorrow at some time, I think 8 o'clock. 8:09 or 8:30 to 9:30, something like that. Anyway, and we're talking about law of attraction for quite some time. I'm gonna break it down for a while, y'all. So yes.
Great birthday. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Great birthday gift. Yeah, I'll be ready for that, and I will look at 25% tomorrow. I'll look at 25% tomorrow. Man, there we go. If I cancel, it's because I got worse. So we'll get ready. Tiffany. Go ahead and take us away.
If you cancel.
I doubt it.
Wow.
I know who I am. Yeah. Like, I totally doubt that I would cancel.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Law, he has extra children in his house that are sick that he's not immune to. So the extra children.
You know what? So let me talk about that. That's what's going on. These damn kids over here. That's what's happening, okay? No. I mean, if y'all know me, I only like my kids, okay? That's mine. You understand? Everybody else's kids, that's y'all kids, you know. They smart, but they need to go home. You understand? Okay, all right. Somebody feeling me. I know it sounds terrible, but this isn't surprising coming from Antonio. It'd be surprising coming from Tiffany. I like my kids. I can deal with my kids. I can handle their diseases. These new kids came over here with Ebola, okay? And now I'm missing the front of my face because of these kids. All, you know, they 1 in 3 or something. So, you know, they carry the worst diseases. You understand? This I got the daycare diseases going on right now. This is wrong. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. These kids, these are daycare diseases. Are terrible. But that's what's happening. So if I look like not a grown man, it's because one of these kids had one of these grown diseases. And it's all up in here. So anyway, shout out to your kids that need to go to your house. There it is. I'm really done this time. I'm just saying. I know y'all love kids. I'm an adult now. I didn't like me as a kid. I'm done, Tempest. I get sued.
All right. On that note, tonight we're talking about recovering after a major loss.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So I tell you what, let's abandon the script and let me ask you a question.
Great, because I don't have one.
Oh, well, I'll stand in. I have one.
Great.
Now, me and Tim are going to have two totally different perspectives here. I can tell you right now, we are not going to see the same way on this subject, but it will be the same period. I'm not sure how to explain that better. We're going to take two totally different. I can tell you right now, me and Tim are two fundamentally different people. We are not going to say the same things at all. But prosperity has one voice. Am I making that make sense, Law? That when you're talking about prosperity, right, we're all saying the same thing. It may come out in different ways, but we're saying the same thing. Tempest, explain to us what a loss is.
A loss is are we talking personal or in business or...
Well, here's the deal. That's a fantastic question. The only thing that could be a loss is the only thing that would affect you, period. So I guess in a sense, all losses are always personal, even if they're business.
True.
If we, you're right. So what is a loss in your eyes?
A loss in my eyes is, I'll just say like this, like having a goal and doing the work to meet that goal and then not hitting your goal.
Wow. All right. So hold on real quick before you say some more. So we're going to have a really good conversation, y'all, because that is, I didn't expect Tim to say that, but that is exactly what she thinks. And even more, and I don't think none of that.
Oh, wow.
Okay? None of that. And most of y'all are going to relate to Tempest on this call, because that is a fantastic answer she just gave, because everybody I coach has that issue that she just said. Fantastic. Tempest, can you give us that definition again? Because it really has three moving parts that are fantastic. Even on Psychology Today, you can see her three moving parts. That's pretty good. Go ahead, Tempest.
In my eyes, a loss is having a goal, working towards that goal, but not reaching your goal.
That's in everybody's eyes. That's not just in my eyes or Tempest's eyes, right? That's everybody. That's everybody. Why does that bother you so much, Tempest?
It bothers me because when you, you know, when you set a goal, you all hyped up and you prep for it, you ready for it, you know what's going to happen. And I added the working towards that goal part because some of us make goals and then we don't reach that goal and then we get mad. I mean, we don't work towards the goal and then we get mad because the goal didn't magically appear like the Lucky Charms or something. And it... It affects you. Like, you're working, you putting your all into it, and you ain't reach your goal, or you prep for a launch, and you know, you put all the work, you did all the marketing, you did all the research, and only one person bought from you, or nobody bought from you, or, you know, you didn't meet your dollar amount, and you needed that dollar amount for some specific. So, yeah. Excuse me, I have a sugar craving, so.
I wish I could have those. I can't get those. I'm trying to get, like, lost stomach, so I don't get to have sugar craving, at least not obey them. All right, she's saying a whole lot here. Who agrees with Tempest? And all of you really should, because she's spitting facts on facts on facts on facts on facts, right? Okay, that's most hands up. That is fantastic what she's saying. Tempest, let me go deeper, because all my answers are different than Tempest, and half of them y'all not going to like. Tempest, let's go deeper. Why does that hurt so bad, everything you just said? And we're going to go deeper two more times.
It hurts. Let me just be honest. Loss? I was just talking
Loss
about
that
like 2 weeks ago. The Jesus turned water into wine. That's okay. It hurts because let me just talk about me, not projecting on nobody else. It hurts because you put your worth and your value into what you're working towards. So when you don't reach that, it feels like not only did I not hit my goal, now I'm not as worthy as I thought I was. I'm not as valuable as I thought I was. So now I'm dealing with the lack of, I'm dealing with the loss, but now I'm fighting an internal battle now.
Okay, we're getting closer. Internal battle. She's fighting that, it hurts. That still ain't the real reason why y'all be hurting. let's go deeper, Tempest. Why does this internal battle bother you so much?
What's the answer, Mom? I don't know.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Grace, do me a favor. Give Anthony Lee the call information. He's trying to log on for the wrong call. Now, does it matter if you lost if no one can see it?
To me, it does.
If no one can see it, does it matter?
To me.
What is it? What does it mean? So it does matter or it does not matter?
It does matter.
Yeah.
If you see it or not, it matters. No, even if you don't see it, it still matters.
Fair enough. So now that, so let's play both scenarios then. What does it mean when people see your loss?
When people see your loss, it's like, I'm not who I pumped myself up to be, or I said out loud, this is what's going to happen, and then this didn't happen, now I look like a fraud, and now people lose trust in me.
You're helping somebody right now.
It's just a major blow to the ego, your pride get hurt, and then you either want to quit or you want to overwork to prove yourself and prove them wrong.
Who did she just help with that? I say, y'all don't want to be real today. That was extremely relatable. That was.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can I say something? Okay. This past school year, the 2018-2019 school year, was my first full year of retirement. And so May 31st, 2018 was the day I retired. But let me tell you something. If May 31st, 2018 came up and I found out I had to stay in the classroom another year, I'm trying to tell you, everything Tempest just said, I told my principal to her face, if I stay here another year, it's not going to be good for you, it's not going to be good for me, and it's not going to be good for those kids. And so I knew. So if I'm telling you, if I had to stay in that classroom, everything Tempest said is on point.
But isn't it always on point, regardless of the situation? I mean, you're absolutely right. Let me ask you a different question. I'm going to ask you a different way. Tempest, I'm coaching you now. I haven't coached you in a while. I haven't coached Tempest in years. I don't really have to, but I haven't coached Tempest in years. But I'm coaching you now. You ready, Tempest? When's the last time I coached you?
That's about right.
It's been years. It's been years since I coached Tempest. Tempest, you're on my couch now.
Well,
I'm going to create a scenario for you. Yeah, if you coach with me, it's pretty tough. Yeah. If coaching with me is quite different than what you would think it is.
Tempest,
let's say no one on planet Earth existed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you, like Will Smith, and I Am Legend. Just you.
Mm-hmm.
Would failure be failure if no one can gauge that failure?
No, because I wouldn't have anything to compare it to. I wouldn't know what failure was.
All right. So pause for a second. I go back to my original question. Are losses? Because they're losses, or are they losses because people see them?
I guess because people see them. Because if there was no one on planet Earth, who am I comparing myself to? So let's go back to my definition of loss. It's me comparing myself to, let's say, Lisa Nichols. I'm not meeting Lisa Nichols' success level that I see. So
yeah.
I tell myself, well, I'm not good enough or I'm losing. But I'm comparing myself at level one to Lisa Nichols 20 years in the game.
Go say that now, Simpson. Deion, I'm about to come to you. Because I see some energy flying off of you. I'm going to have you address Tempest. I know. I see it. I'm going to have you talk to Tempest. Because you, every time she say something, you over there just own it.
Yes.
But wait a minute. Before both of y'all talk.
Okay.
I need y'all to hear the last thing Tempest just said. I'm comparing year one me to year 20 Lisa Nichols. We can end the whole show right now. We can. Without explanation, we can end it with that one statement. Because that's what y'all do. Especially in the age of social media. You compare your mistakes to everybody else's scissor reels.
Yes. Can I talk?
Social media. Go ahead. Okay. Let it run.
This doesn't have to do with business, but it kind of does. Okay. First of all, I want to start off by
saying freely.
It prompted when you said, well, does it matter if no one's around or if no one sees you? So the first thing I thought was that age-old question. If a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Okay, so that was kind of rolling around in my head. But, okay, this is my personal experience. My last business, it was a pills and potions health and wellness business. I became the face of the company because I lost over 100 pounds with no exercise. So they were sending me places, speaking. I was speaking engagements and blah, blah, blah. And I was this and I was that. Well, that didn't help my business any. And Cynthia and I have this, we have this back and forth. You know, I get a little bitter because you would think, well, shoot, if I'm the face of the company, why am I not making any money? You know, so anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what happened in the last, I got sick. And I had to have surgery and I was off my feet and long story short, I put all the weight back on. So here was the inner struggle because I was the face of the company for losing all this weight. And then, hello, I put it all back on. So I didn't want to leave the house. I didn't want to talk to anybody on social media, no pictures, no this, no that, because I'm like, and one of my friends said, well, girl, you're just like everybody else. Everybody goes through that. I said, that's fine and good, but everybody else was not a spokesperson saying how they accomplished so much, you know? So yeah, so I'm just getting to the point after I went on social media about 6-7 months ago and bared my soul and said, okay, yes, you know, I failed and I did this and I'm, you know, struggling, you know? So yeah, I did that whole thing, you know? So yeah, so it's really touching a nerve when you say, is it really failure if no one sees it? Yes, it is failure because I'm not where I wanted to be. But then when you say, well, you're comparing yourself. Yeah, I am comparing myself, you know, so.
Yeah, okay,
I'm ranting, but it's like, you know, so yeah. Failure, that inner struggle is a, okay, I wanted to say something else, but we're being saved.
we ain't saved. Well, they saved, but I'm not. That's all right.
B-I-T-C-H. Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm a heathen, so it's all right. You can say what you want. The rest of these folks are saved. Now, I'm sure you're going to talk again because Tempest is an expert on this subject because Tempest creates losses, bounces back from losses, and has gone on a whole journey from losses, and then became comfortable with losses all in one, sometime all in one day, sometime all at the same time. She's a real human being, and she has this high level of empathy that even takes on other people's losses, so she's fantastic here. So I'm pretty sure she's going to make you say plenty. Tempest, what would you respond to that for Deion and all that realness she said? Because, listen, nothing about Deion, what she said was wrong. It's all facts. As a matter of fact, before I let Tempest go, first off, the stress of spokesperson made her sick. Surgery put on steroids. Steroids increased her appetite. She gained the weight. Boom. That's what nerds do. That simple. I can rationalize that. Like that from her talking. So she didn't fail. She was a victim to cause and effect, but I'll come back to that later.
I mean, I have nothing to answer that. I can't re-preach that. She did that. Ain't nothing else to be said. I do want to go back to that social media thing. I don't know if you were going to go there.
No,
you said, or I think both of y'all said, you know, you get on social media, you compare yourself to what you see. But a few things. I have never taken one picture and posted that one picture on social media. I've had a whole photo shoot with myself, pick the best one,
you
pick
lying.
The best filter, and put it on there. So number you one, lying. What you see is not real. It's not in the moment. It's what I chose to share with you. I didn't choose to share the ugly pictures or the bad angle or the bad lighting. I chose the perfect picture. So don't compare yourself to what you see somebody posting, because they edited, they backspaced, they went to Google to make sure they using the right present tense, they making sure they have no typos, they making sure they have the best picture, the best lighting, the best angle, the best outfit on the best day, right, Law? Making sure our hair is together.
You know, I'm gonna bring up Law in a second. I'm gonna bring up Law in a second. You just reminded me of something.
So I can't, it's natural because we're in social media age, but you have to remember that it's edited, it's filtered, it's not as real as people say that they are on social media. They go back and edit a post. They go back and touch up a picture.
Well, it's not
real. It's what is as real as they want you to pretend to be.
Oh, and I agree with that totally. And let me interject. I did not compare myself to anyone on social media. My thing was, the whole reason why I went and did this testimonial rant was I did not want to be caught in Walmart and see somebody who I hadn't seen since I put the weight back on and get the look. Like, oh my God, what happened to you? You know,
I can't wait till I talk.
That's why I preempted and said, okay, I've been going through some things, blah, 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 because I didn't want the look. So, okay, I'm done.
No, you're going to keep talking. You're going to keep anybody on fire about this stuff. You're going to keep talking. Listen, y'all gonna hate what I got to say. I'm telling you, me and Tempest have two totally different views on a lot of things. That's why we work well together. And then, especially on this one, especially. Tempest, I think, but everybody, y'all speaking facts, though. You're speaking, Dion, Tempest, from what everybody else thinks. And that's facts. That's facts. That's 100% facts, right? No, nobody's wrong. This is real talk. This is real talk. Let's talk about the look. Tempest, how do you feel about but first off, I never knew you took photo shoots. Why did I not know this? You hide that well. I thought you just... Let me bring up Law real quick. Law was down here. We were taking pictures. I was in my cool shades. And we were taking pictures, right? And I'm a sexy motor scooter, okay? Let me just tell y'all right now. I'm just dead serious. And I meant motor scooter without the motor scooter. I meant it with the non-Sunday school words. I am. I got a stomach. That's a sexy-ass stomach. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm telling you, you can lay on this stomach, okay? You can. It'll comfort you. I'm telling you, it will. I'm just telling you, this stomach, it'll relieve your shoulder tension when you put your arms around it, right? All that good stuff. I'm telling y'all, that's how I feel. And I thought that I was going to take a picture, and I was going to take my shirt off a lot. He was like, no, don't do that. Nah, he wouldn't say that about me. But you talk about, I remember some later. I didn't give a damn about later. Let me tell y'all something. I careth not. Law, I'll beat your mic real quick. Did it look like I cared, Law? Did you get a sense of any time you was down here that I cared about anything anybody thought?
did not care one bit at all, 100%. Matter of fact, you can throw an extra zero on that. It's 1,000%. Oh, oh, gosh.
I don't care about nothing. Nobody thinks about me. It's true. I'm this great contradiction, because at the same time, I care about people. Like, I am a huge server of others. But what you think about me, child, I don't care one bit. I don't. And there's a reason why, but I'll get to it here in a little bit. Let's go back to Tempest, because Tempest, so y'all gonna get more value from Tempest than you're gonna get from me. Okay, you're gonna get far more value from Tempest than you're gonna get from me, because Tempest gets it. You understand what I'm saying? She gets it. I don't get it, but I'll explain when we get there. Tempest, the look, the photo shoot, the you got a big old stomach. Let me tell y'all something. Anytime I get to the stomach, I want to do my commentary. I would put on Speedos. Real talk. You just gonna get all this stomach. I do you a favor and I shave the bikini line. I do you a favor and I do that. Only because, you know, I'll just do you a favor. I will let and you ain't gonna be able to see my Speedos, and my stomach gonna hang over it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna look naked. I'm gonna look naked. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what it is. And I will go out there gladly in my little Speedos and my stomach over it, and you thinking I ain't got no clothes. No issue. And all of you will give me the look. And I'll sit there like, shit, this is sexy stuff. You wish you had this stomach. I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. There's no one who knows me that does not think that I won't walk out there like that. I will.
TMI.
I absolutely will.
Too much TMI
to y'all. This is facts to me. This is a fact to me. Right. Woo! So the look, all that stuff, all this crazy stuff I'm saying, Tempest, what makes normal people, empathetic people, have the exact opposite reaction to almost everything that I have? What makes you, and I don't mean care about the look in a bad way, but what makes the look so dreadful?
I'm not good enough in the other person's eyes.
That's good. I just checked my comments. Tempest said, please turn his mic off, Father. That's what I did. I just checked my phone. I'm not good enough in the other person's eyes. Who else suffers from that? Come on, it's all good. It's all good. That's everybody, right? It's everybody.
Antonio?
No, Tempest. Address Tempest. She's the expert here. Yeah. Yeah.
Tip is with you saying that it's amazing that this conversation is happening, because I just got the phone with my niece and we were talking about when we grew up and what you're speaking of is what happened to us, not being good enough for her grandma, which was my adopted mom. And I even went so far I was telling her I held my head down low when I walked in her presence. And there were times where if I held my head up high, she'll say, who do you think you are? Oh, or man. I had to walk a certain way. If I walk a normal walk, when I get in her presence, I better be tiptoeing. Or when I speak, I became a whole different person. I had to speak as though I was shy. When I'm around different people, I could speak myself. I could be fully me. But when I'm around her, I had to talk like I was a slave. It was a yes, ma'am. It was like I couldn't be myself. And so I think with that has developed me the way I am about people perceiving me being a certain way and the way I want to be.
That is the most fantastic thing I've ever heard you say, Talisha. Tempest, is this an area for you or for me? Which one of us is gifted here? That's what I thought. Okay. Talisha's reward system is messed up. Okay. She's been rewarded for being a slave, rewarded for being weak. And so now in her daily life, she will continue to be a slave. She will continue to be weak, not because she doesn't want prosperity. It's because for decades, she's been rewarded for poverty. And that has been prosperity for her. I know this all to be true. I'm speaking from a scientific level because Sigmund Freud says that human beings, and this is proven, we have to move towards pleasure or from pain. It is how we, it's how propaganda is created. Propaganda became PR. PR eventually morphed into consumerism. And the truth is, I know this for sure because my dad was a raging drug addict, alcoholic. And before I was six, I was rewarded for being a feminine man. Because he had to be the most masculine of all. And we would, as an abuser, we would know if he walked in happy, we could be happy. If he walked in buzzed, is what we would say in the hood, then we had to watch it. And no matter how much we watched it, we would still pay for it. Am I making sense to somebody? Right? Yeah. So I was rewarded in the early part of my life. So when I had a rough time being homeless. Well, I guess everybody had a rough time being homeless, especially at six. But I had a rougher time because when I was six homeless, I was a feminine boy. Okay. Because my reward system was messed up. Because of that, I got raped and molested on the streets because I wasn't tough enough. I wasn't able to protect myself because my reward system was jacked up due to my abusive father, right? So Talisha is going through a messed up reward system. And here's how you know if your reward system is messed up. Check your harvest. Like right now, check your harvest. Just look at your life right now and look at it. Every single thing in your life is a product of your thoughts, period, point blank. It just is. And if you say things, if this is one of your statements, your reward system is messed up. I know I want more, but I keep doing this. I don't know why. Your reward system's messed up. You don't know why, because secretly in the view of you, it rewards you to sabotage. It rewards you to lose. Because human beings only do two things, move towards pleasure or from pain. Pain for most people that I coach, by most, I'm putting this in the 80%, 80 percentile. Pain is actually reward for them. Here's what that looks like. I'll give you three examples. Example number one, you get into a relationship, you're more proud of how you can please that person than how you are perceived. I wish I had somebody. You're super good at sex because that's your reward system. I know I'm talking to a few people. I know I am. I'm doing this for a living. I charge a lot for it. But you don't know who you are. You're so proud of what you can do to your mate, but not proud of you being with your mate. Not proud of you outside your mate, right? That's example number one. Example number two. The mental picture in your head doesn't match the physical picture of your life, and you're always pissed off.
always. And when you're not pissed off, you're depressed. And you cycle yourself from depression to pissivity all the time. You just go. You just go. You literally say, somebody told me to get out their head. You literally say, I know I shouldn't eat this, but I'm going to eat this anyway. Here's how you know when your reward system's messed up. You secretly think, this is going to hurt, losing weight is impossible for you. Not impossible, but somehow you're so outside the laws of physics that your body don't work that way. That's Talisha's problem. That's everybody's problem that I run across. Here's your solution. You need to change the mental picture in your head. That's your solution. The mental picture in your head is making you gain weight, making you sustain that weight. It is allowing you to stay where you are. The mental picture in your head makes you gorgeous and you think you're ugly. You're the only person who thinks you're ugly. Right? You look in the mirror, this gorgeous figure, and you go, nah, something's wrong with this part of my hair. My nose is too big. My teeth aren't as white as. My neck is too long. Some of you love everything about you except your pinky toe. Right? And you take this 0.5% of you and you hate that. It makes no sense. The part that no one can see. Right? And it just bothers you. It bothers you to the maximum supreme. The solution is you need to change the mental picture in your head. Now, is that easy? No. Because, and I got this from a talk between Tempest and Shannon, what I'm about to say next. Because you have your identity in your losses, in your low self-esteem. You don't know who you are if you actually have a good day. Kevin, I think that's the perfect alley-oop to you because you and Shannon said that on ATS Week, right across from each other. Both of y'all phased up to phase five at the same time after I heard that video. So I'm going to throw that alley to you and let you say what you want to say.
Well, it's the same thing that you said about our reward system. We put our worth and value into what we can get out of something. So if I'm... Sorry, this hurts anybody. If I am addicted to abusive relationships or abusive friendships, then my identity, I don't feel whole and complete unless I'm in an abusive relationship or with an abusive friend. So I do whatever it takes to get that fixed, right? I do whatever it takes. I create toxic environments so you can be abusive, so I can feel like myself, so I can feel worthy, so I can feel love. Because I've told myself and I've conditioned myself, only time so-and-so loves me is if they're abusive towards me. And I deserve that. I enjoy that. That's how I get to. I have a good night's sleep if someone is abusive towards me. So we put our identities in the losses, in the abuse, in the low self-esteem, in the whatever, because we don't know ourselves. We don't want to get to know ourselves. We don't love ourselves. We don't want to get to love ourselves. So we put our identity or create identities in what I can get from other people or in our addictions, that not addictions, right? Because we don't think that our addictions are really addictions, because we're not addicted to alcohol or drugs, so we don't think we have addictions. But there are other things to be addicted to besides drugs, alcohol, food, whatever, sex, whatever. You can be addicted to pain, and if you don't get your fix, you go to bed at night feeling unworthy because you're not in pain.
Boom. All facts. You can actually find out half the second half of what she was talking about
There's a great book and movie about the book called What the Bleep Do We Know? By two quantum physicists and their assistants. And I really, really like the book and the movie. I found out about the book. I read the book first, and then the book mentioned the movie, and then I got the movie. Fantastic. Fantastic. It was The Secret Before The Secret. All right. That came out in 2005, and then The Secret came out in 2008. So it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I don't know how to... You want to ask me questions, Tempest?
Yeah, because we never got to this part with you. What do you define a loss as?
No such thing. No such thing as losses. No such thing. No such thing. And I'm not saying that from a place of, oh, well, you know what? He's doing all right now. Nope. How you think I got out the trash can? And no one ever processes fully. You know the story of the trash can, but you never thought about a kid minding himself out of a trash can. You never really process that information. You can't possibly process that information because you compare a kid to whatever you think a kid is. But how in the heck, with no mentors, no help, no nothing, did I get out this trash can, which is documented. I went to jail in this trash can. And this is public record. Ain't no losses. It's impossible. Because what is a loss? Something that you're automatically comparing to a win. What is comparison? Something that's no longer in you, it's out of you. And nothing in this world is out of you. Every single thing in this world is in you. Period, point blank. It's the truth. It's not the answer you want to hear. That's why I'm not relatable. I'm not relatable, right? And when it comes to stuff like this, I am not relatable. Tempest is far more relatable than me on this one. There's no such thing as losses. If I removed every single thing out of this world but you, you would never have lost. As Tempest adequately said, I would have nothing to compare it to. Your problem is comparison, not losses. That's your problem. Your problem is you have compared your company to other companies. It's the truth. You know, I've been in business 14 years. I should be here. Says who? My hair should be this long by now. Says who? Says all the people you have allowed to get in your headspace. You're not living your life. These aren't your thoughts. You don't even have your thoughts. Most of you right now, listen to me, you have spent 100% of your life in somebody else's thoughts. And you're wondering why you can't have 100% of your harvest. You ain't living your life. You're just not. You're just absolutely not. There's no such thing as losses. Thinking Grow Rich says they're just opportunities, right? All opportunity shows up as losses. I swear to God to you, the Thinking Grow Rich, Rich Man in Babylon say the same two things. I promise you. I'm not even making this up. For some of you rich Thinking Grow Rich, you know, scholars, you know exactly what I'm talking about, especially if you read Rich Man in Babylon and Thinking Grow Rich. There is no losses. Now, am I telling you you're wrong? Nope. You're not wrong. Because everybody thinks like you. But that's why there's a 1%. Because you keep making it a 1%. You keep making me. Not me. It's the truth. It is the truth. I did not make me. You made me. It's the truth. It is the absolute truth. Because while you were retreating, I was taking ground that was rightfully yours. This is going to happen. I guarantee you this is going to happen in the next six to 18 months. You're going to watch a global retreat. I'm telling you right now. You're going to watch a global retreat of resources,
In fact, someone, I'm on my Nostradamus right now. Someone write this down. I need the date of this. So when I can say I told you so, I want to put it on the internet. I want to come back to this date, man, this video. Write this date down for me. I have no idea what the day is. Oh, it's 11 because Grace's birthday tomorrow. Never mind. So there you go. All right? It's the only reason I know what today is. Write this date down and predict what I'm about to say. The next 6 to 18 months is going to be a global, it's going to be the beginning of a global retreat that will last about 7 years. The beginning of a global retreat. Global. The news is going to get worse. Unless Beto O'Rourke or Bernie Sanders win the Democratic nomination, Trump will be president again. I'm calling these out right now. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. Unless Beto O'Rourke or Bernie Sanders win the Democratic nomination, Trump will be president again. The U.S. dollar is going to take an 18% decrease in value. Our military is going to double in size. People of color persecution will be normalized. And the media will market every last bit of it. The church will have no place because the church will become the media and the politics. And no one would do anything about it but lock themselves in their living rooms, cut on their favorite TV shows, and say, leave me alone. And people like me would take everything you retreated from. You write all that down, Grace? Can somebody write that down?
I typed what you said. Can I ask you a question, Antonio?
Sure can. Sure.
So not to presume global retreat. I must to simplify it. Let me say that. I presume you mean it's going to get obviously. What you're saying, of course, the retreat is our growth, our anything of any positive nature will either cease. Sorry. It will either cease or it will be worse. Is that what you're saying?
Worse than that. I'll get in more details, more specific. Can you hear me now?
Okay. I can hear me. I can hear you, yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
I can hear you.
All right. Worse, I'm going to get more specific now. The United States will become number two in power when it comes to, actually, or probably two or three, everything but military might. But we control all the federal banks, which keep us number one in control. Power is not the same thing as control. Don't get it twisted. Control is greater than power. All you need to do is control power to have power. You don't need power. You don't need power to have power. You need to be the prophet in the power's ear. You understand what I'm saying? Let's go even more specific. There will be no middle class, but they'll tell you it's one. The middle class will become the poor class. The global class will become the new upper class. Upper class will become middle class. anything of computer programming will become a commodity, meaning playing a video game, speaking Spanish today. And it's not going to get worse. The United States is going to pick the pick of the litter from all nations, bringing them here with an H-1B-1 visa, with an Einstein visa. And we will continue to do what we've always done in a way that we've always done it. We would take the smartest people and we would build great economies out of them for just the elite only. This will happen in the next 6 to 24 months. One of the first signs of this is there's going to be a series of public events that the church, the police, and the federal government should not condone, but it will. How do I know all this information? Because history repeats itself. Truth is, I'm not prophetic. I'm extremely learned. The same way they hung Negroes in trees. You about to go all the way back there. Except for it won't be hanging Negroes. It'll be hanging the middle class. I'm telling you right now, it's already there. It's already there. Period. Why? Because y'all gonna keep them in power. Because that's what you're doing right now. You're gonna transfer all your wealth to people like me. It's the truth. It has nothing to do with me. I don't mean to be doom and gloom. I'm telling you that the 1% cannot exist without the consent of the 97. In order for the 1% to control all that income, you had to say that's normal. In order for Trump to be president, you had to say that's normal. I'm not saying nothing wrong with his presidency. I don't care the way you care. Because I don't fight those kind of battles. Nor does the 1%. You do know none of the 1% cares that Trump is president. And the next president, none of the 1% is going to care that that president is president. 20 presidents from now, I'll be dead, but I'm not going to care who that president is. You understand what I'm saying? Because I have my own economy. I'm untouchable. I'm completely untouchable. No such thing as losses. I can't tell you how many people on this very phone call have doubted me on one time or another. I'm still winning. You still here. Truth is the absolute truth, and you have the audacity to say something totally untrue about me. He broke, he this, he that. That's fine, but I, my winning record, you ain't never seen me lose. I dare you to recount one of my losses since you know me. Since any of you know me, I got no losses. The only losses that I have are the ones you rumor or you heard rumors. I got no losses. I got no losses for two reasons. No losses for number one, I win. I never quit, so I have no choice but to win. Number two, you gave me permission to win at your expense. If I was selfish, I wouldn't tell you. If I was selfish, I wouldn't include you in my economy. The truth. But you gave me consent to be here. Period. What sounds rude is someone in power telling you how to get in power. Stop consenting me to be in power. Stop it. Because I only got here because you gave me permission to stand on your back. It's the truth. It's the absolute truth. There are no losses. Loss doesn't exist. There is only a transfer of energy, and all heat eventually cools at some point and then gets reheated at some point. It is the truth. None of you will ever die. I know it. That's so hard to accept. You won't. What's going to happen is all of you have a trillion. I was going to say a billion, but it's more like a trillion. You have a trillion different business systems in your body. And over time, those systems just burn out. When enough of them burn out, that's what you call death. I am currently not sick. I didn't just start feeling this way this morning. There was a certain amount of bacteria already growing in me. It wasn't enough to reach the threshold for me to feel it. When it got past a critical moment, that's when I said, I'm getting sick. The truth is I was sick before I felt it. All of you are sick. There are no losses. Not zero losses. Losses can only happen if you let somebody else tell you that's a loss. A baby.
I got another question. This is so good.
No problem. I'm listening.
It's so good. Sorry to answer, and I apologize for interrupting you. It's
You're good.
Here's what's interesting. What you're saying makes total complete sense to me. With one exception. And that one exception, am I understanding you to say that a loss, every one of us that has whatever this loss mentality is, has been defined by us. We took this word and we put a definition on this word. So technically, loss is just a word until we get in the way. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Ain't that what you felt when you was two?
Thinking so. This is big. This is huge. But then, then we can go even deeper. Everything is relative. Everything from the positive, how we feel about the political environment. Because I guarantee you, we all have an opinion about that. But again, it's how we define. This is too much. This is too much.
You know what? I'm glad you said that.
I need that wine.
I'm glad you said that, because you just threw the most perfect alley-oop to Tempest and Deanna. You really did, because they're reading some esoteric stuff right now. Let's I'm gonna throw the alley-oop to Tempest. Actually, I'm gonna throw the alley-oop to Deanna, and I'm gonna throw the alley-oop to Tempest, because Tempest and Deanna's gonna throw the alley-oop to Tempest. Deanna, unmute your mic for me real quick. You were just reading a book called The Untethered Soul, and last night you called me on this whole nerdgasm about driving past trees and all that stuff. I want you to explain that, because when you do it, Tempest is going to tomahawk slam dunk it, because Tempest knew this naturally, suppressed it, and then said, I'm tired of suppressing myself, and exploded. That's how she is where she is today. So go ahead, Leon, explain that, which is going to validate what Adonia just said, which is going to push a slam dunk for Tim.
So in this particular part of the book, it was talking about blocking your energy, like closing yourself off. And when you block energy, you're not releasing it. So it just kind of stays in rotation within you. And they gave an example of a gentleman who thought he saw his girlfriend's light blue Mustang with two people sitting in the front of it hugged up. And they were saying how as you pass up trees, you see them, but you don't acknowledge them. As you pass up, you know, the buildings, you see them, but you don't acknowledge them. So basically you let that flow through you. But when he saw that, it stopped. It stopped right within him, and he shut it in there. And they were saying, the book was saying how when you don't let the energy flow through you and you don't allow it, it's still there, and it will come up if it's triggered. You know, they gave an example. 5 years later, he's married with the family. They're all driving in the car, and he sees a random Mustang, not even a blue Mustang, but a random Mustang with two people in the front hugged up. His entire demeanor changed. He got irritated, got agitated, got frustrated, all of this because he didn't let the energy flow through him and just allow it to just continue to flow through him and out of him.
Stop right there. All y'all related to that. Because all y'all the same. Let me show you what I relate to, which is why all my predictions will be true. Zion, I want you to explain those doggone driving in those trees and how energy is supposed to be according to that book. Don't look. Don't pick up the book. Nope. Because let me tell you why I did that. Now, hold on. I am only you. Some of all of y'all. It's the truth. There's one of us in the room. I've never told you something you didn't already know. You were blocked from the information. I unblocked you. That's all. It is the truth. There's no one on planet Earth smarter than anybody. You don't need books to say what you already know. You need books to unblock what someone else taught you, you know. All right, so don't use the book. Tell me about the driving and the trees as we perceive them and how energy is supposed to be, because Tempest has a fire up in her that's about to come out.
We are supposed to remain open and let the energy flow through us because the energy is already within us. When we pass by a tree, we see the tree, we enjoy the tree, and we move on. We see the building, we enjoy the building, and we move on. But when we lock it within us, it literally stops our energy flow. That's when you become lethargic. That's when you become tired. That's when you literally like go into a dark place within yourself because you shut off the energy flow. But when you actually allow the energy to flow through you and you're open, you're always full of energy, you're always excited, and you feel that on a consistent basis.
Boom. So let me set Tempest up. Thank you very much, Sam.
I'm trying to make sure I understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this. So, okay, when I go out every morning and I look at the sunrise, or when I go out every day and I look at the sunset, if I go one day without doing that, I'm not allowing.
Almost. I got you. Let me let Tempest set go, and then it's gonna make sense, and then we'll come back to you. Here's your foundation, Tempest, that you're gonna jump off of. I'm gonna take Talisa's sunset. It's not about not paying attention to the sunset. Talisa has always paid attention to the sunset. You understand what I'm saying? It's not about Adonia's commute to work, even though she's closer to her job. It is about the fact that she can drive on autopilot, have no idea she got there, get there because nothing offended her. So she was in so much harmony, she just got there.
Oh, I'm going somewhere. Walk with me. Since nothing offended her, along her way, she got there on autopilot the same way she can get to any other goal. Third time's going to be the charm. Everybody going to get it this time, y'all. Adonia gets into her car. She controls a controlled explosion inside of her engine. They call that combustible engine. She remembers how to drive when she first learned that 16. Remember how hard it was to remember how to drive, y'all? Remember how difficult that was? Now she does it without effort. She can drive in 6-inch heels. She can take those heels off and drive barefoot. You know you bad when you can drive in heels or without heels. You understand? She can drive in rain, all sorts of stuff. And she doesn't even notice it. She automatically, the universe automatically guides her to her destination besides a billion threats along the way to her life. She was in harmony with all the energy around her. She passed the mountains and trees she once, when she first saw it, was like amazing. Now, she just allows that energy to flow through her. And by autopilot, Salisha, she gets to her destination the same way autopilot I got to the top of 1%. Why? Because nothing offended her along the way. She didn't block herself from her destination by being offended. She just got there. But when she focuses on stuff that offends her, she never gets there. And if she does get there, she gets there like the guy in Peaks and Valleys and goes, darn, I got to the peak at night. I couldn't see the sunset. Tempest, take us all the way slam dunk home.
I don't know if I have nothing to say.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Don't play. Yeah, you do. Offended. Peaks and valleys. I missed this. I got to the peak, but I turned my peak into a valley. I'm on autopilot to my success. I said all those phrases for you specifically because I know what I'm doing. Go ahead.
All right. I'll use my recent car accident as an example because that's what kept popping in my head as you were talking. So I got into a car accident, and it's at the intersection that I have to take in order to get home if I'm leaving from a certain place that I'm always at. It is the only intersection that I can take unless I'm willing to go 20, 30 minutes outside of my way home. So before accident, it was nothing, right? Autopilot. I know when to make the left hand turn. I know, like, I know the light pattern. Like, I know what's up. Since my accident, and since I'm back somewhat driving, I get to the intersection and my heart is racing. I'm sweating. I'm nervous. I have an anxiety attack every day at the intersection because I'm offended that a truck hit me, or if I see a truck that is similar to the truck that hit me, I am offended and I'm replaying the accident over in my head. But not just the accident, I'm replaying the physical therapy that I'm going to. I'm replaying the pain that wakes me up in the middle of the night, or the pain that doesn't allow me to do the things that I used to do, or the pain that doesn't let me sit up or lay down or be comfortable ever. So it's replaying in my head. I have anxiety. Yesterday, I was in the car and wasn't an almost car accident, but I don't know what happened, but I had an anxiety attack for 2 hours. I was in the car. I got dropped off and I was not okay. I'm perfectly okay, but I was not okay because I'm replaying not just what happened in the car, I'm replaying the car accident. And because I'm replaying the car accident, I'm going through all the emotions of insurance companies and all this crap that I'm dealing with. Only because I'm allowing myself to replay it over again because I'm offended. I am offended. I don't know why you use that word, Antonio, but I'm offended that I got into this car accident. I'm offended that an insurance company is trying to blame me when their client was in the wrong. I'm offended that I have pain. I'm offended that I have to pop pills in order to have a good night's rest. I'm offended that I need help putting shirts on, or I need help, you know, doing things that I'm supposed to be able to do by myself. I'm offended by that. But if I let go of the offense, if I let go of the replan of the car accident, if I let go and just allow what is, it'll be okay. If I let go and breathe, right? If I just breathe and not tense up, or if I notice myself tense up, I don't spiral out of control. I don't have a full-blown panic attack at an intersection in Houston, Texas, in the middle of rush hour, I'll be okay. But as long as I'm focused on what offended me, as long as I'm focused on everything that I'm dealing with, it gets worse, right? Because I'm offended and I'm attracting that energy to me, and I get a phone call that makes it worse, or something happens and it makes it worse, or somebody's driving and not paying attention and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm about to have another accident, and it makes it worse. So, but if I let go, if I just allow it to be, if I let the pain be, if I let the accident be, if I let the insurance company be, it's going to work out. But as long as I'm offended and I'm holding on to my losses because I have put my identity in this car accident, then I become the car accident every single day in every area of my life. I am the walking car accident as long as I'm offended by an accident that happened three wow. Fridays ago. Wow. But if I let it go, right? If I let it go, if I let it go and not worry about what's to come, not worry about injuries that won't go away and what the doctor is about to talk to me about tomorrow regarding that, if I just let it go and allow, it'll work out. But if I keep holding on to it and I keep being offended, then I am that car accident. And I cause car accidents to everyone around me because the accident is my energy.
Were those closing thoughts?
Sure.
I mean, I'm just saying, we can do this for 19 hours. I got some closing thoughts. You want the last thoughts? You want me to go first? Or was you good?
I'm good.
I'm about to say a whole lot of wrong stuff. All right? I'm just telling you. Let me tell y'all something. Some of you right now, you're on this call, and you have an opinion of me that doesn't effing matter. It doesn't. You know why? Because your opinions of me will never get into my garden and plant a harvest. Mm. Let me help you in this place. Someone else's opinion of you will only create a harvest in your garden unless you pick up their opinion and plant it in your field. I am trying to help somebody today.
Antonio,
yes, sir. Go ahead. I ain't mad at you. Go ahead. If it's Talisha, you go right after him, Talisha. You go right after him, but I forgot to come back to you.
As I saw you on your soapbox, and you went there, I mean, you went into that rabbit hole, boy. You went up in there. I said to myself, bro, you've been listening to this man since April of last year. And he just told you about yourself. Did you hear what he said, Jerome? And I said, yeah, how'd that make you feel, Jerome? Well, I didn't particularly like everything he had to say about me. And then I said, now, Jerome, I said, Jerome, now what are you going to do about what he said? And you know what I said to myself, Antonio? I said, Antonio told you what to do. If you don't like what he said, then become a billionaire, and then you don't have to worry about what he said. Hello?
Come on now, Jerome. What are you talking to this place? You just had a word for somebody. You just had a word for somebody. Yeah, I'm going to continuously say what I want to say. You understand? If I was, and listen, anybody, there's no, at my point of success, there is no color. We all talk alike. I dare you to go listen to Abraham Hicks. Good morning, it is. I ain't lying.
Oh,
I'm not lying. It is, right? Abraham Hicks will straight up cut you off if you talk of that poverty stuff. Wait. You are offending us. We need to talk. I'm serious. All of us in the 1% have the same talk. I told you, me and Tim is going to come from two different sides and we're going to say the same thing. I did. That's the first thing I said. Before I hit you with another closing rant, because I'm be done after I'm done. Talisha, did you get your answer, or if you find something else to say, I find it proper that the universe has you in this place at this time. You're more than welcome to say something, because I said I was going to come back to you.
I think I need to listen to a replay, because I
no doubt.
I feel that there is some stuff that I'm offended about that I need to write down, all of it, to release me.
No doubt. I'm glad you said that. There are, if you are offended, you are the problem. All of you. That's what I was saying. There is no losses. There is no offense. That's what I was saying. Plants are not offended that you eat them. But you know what I'm saying? There is no offense. There is just your programming. Some of you come from racist families that you can't stand an uppity person like me. I had a different word for you. Talking. Others of you, you look just like me. You black like me. And you can't stand that I'm talking differently than you. Some of you, since I have an opinion, you make me militant. Since I'm confident, you make me arrogant. There is no offense, it's only your programming. And here's the thing. Every time you offended, you let me stand on your shoulders and get your money. Be glad. Because, listen, all your programming, whether you are secretly racist, publicly prejudiced, whether you are black and offended by black people, Mexican, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whether I'm a man and I remind you of the strong men that you met, or your father, or your cousin pimp, or whatever it may be, all of that stuff, you consent me to take your customers. It's the truth. Every last one of you have given me consent to make your money. That's not right. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. I don't judge you. You judge me. You wicked. I'm not. I may be confident. I may be arrogant, but I have never said a single bad word about you. Can you say that about me? By definition, I'm not wicked. You are. I got your wealth. Let me help you something. Let me help all you religious folk. I'm talking to every pastor, preacher, teacher, deacon, someone who believes in something. Every last one of you. You hear me well. Because here's the deal. There are only a few people in the top 1% that are doing what I'm doing, telling you the way it is. I'll name them all to you. They're in different categories. Joe Rogan, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke, Barack Obama,
Donald Trump, you're just going to have to accept that one, whether you like it or not. He is telling you how it is.
Yeah.
He is. He is telling you how it is. You don't like it or you do like it, depending on where you're coming from. What's the president that everybody hated, but now they like? Jimmy Carter. Jay-Z. Ellen DeGeneres. Oprah. Denzel. And Jim Carrey. 13 people I can think of on the top of my head. If you go, just go look at them on YouTube or something. We all telling you the same thing. You the reason I'm here. And your silly self think if you was where I was at, your life would get better. No, it ain't. Money don't mean nothing. It don't. It don't. It don't. It does not. It does not. Money never changed my life. My character did. It's the truth. It's the absolute truth. And it's the absolute. I can show you $20,000 sales. That you, I can show you all sorts of stuff. And you wouldn't even be imagined. I'm dead serious. I'm telling you right now, none of that changed my life. What changed my life was getting crucified and not being offended. What changed my life is putting Phil and Susan over my legacy on one side, Daryl on my legacy on the other side. Giving Tempest most of my legacy. That changed my life. Some of you don't even have the courage to let somebody go to the store for you. Promise you, you don't have the courage to let Phil and Susan take half of your vision, make changes, and let them have those changes, and then you help those changes. That's why you're not where I'm at. Because you can't treat people like that. It's the truth. I'm telling you, there's a lot of fantastic changes coming soon from Phil and Susan on the Bureau of Dominant Speaker size. I ain't gonna have nothing to do with that. But I'm gonna put all my money and resources behind it. Some of y'all can't do that. You can't. And since you can't, the universe said you can't be where I'm at. You gave me permission with your selfishness for me to employ them and not you. Period, point blank. You don't like it. And I'm offensive because I got this sexy bronze skin and this raspy voice. I don't sound like Tempest, guys, you know? Since I don't do that, you can't handle it. I ain't Tempest, so I am not going to say it that way. Here is the truth. Here's the difference between me and you. And I say this with no respect whatsoever. The difference between me and you is you believe in God. I rule with God. That's the difference between me and you. In your Christian Bible, since most of you are Christian, there's a word called eikon, E-I-K-O-N. That's Greek. That's Greek. It means in the Garden of Eden, God always intended you to rule with him. Adam, go ahead and name all this stuff. Adam to do the earth, have dominion over it. Me and you, we gonna run this together. And then Adam said, "Now, bruh, I got this." See, the problem is not ruling with God. That offended some of you. The problem is ruling as God. Two different things. And y'all believe in him and let him rule your life. I don't. We run this together. And that's the fundamental difference between me and you. I know it's offensive. I know you can't handle it. But the only reason it's offensive is for the same reason Deion says she gained weight. It's just science. Took some steroids, gained some weight. It's offensive because you got programming. I'm offending your programming. That's the only reason. Here's the truth. My final thoughts. My closing thoughts. Thank God for them. I and not letting God run my life. We run it together. When he override me, I shut up, I be quiet. I'm not offended. And he override me all the time because I'm too aggressive, too ambitious. But I'll never treat any last one of you like you're not God. And nobody, not damn one of you, could ever say, I've ever mistreated you. We may have had a misunderstanding, but I've never not treated you like God. Because when I rule with him, I have to respect the fact you are him or her. It's okay, but how you want to look at it? Could it be both, to be honest with you? Here's the truth. You give me permission to stay in the 1% and stop it. Now, either join me in helping me make you 1% or continue to take the path of least resistance, use me as an excuse, and I'm going to keep taking your customers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Here's the deal. I told somebody on this phone call, not on this phone call, that I frequently buy companies and put them out of business. They said, that's wrong. You can't do that. I said, yeah, the hell I can. I'm a monopoly. I don't want you in business. I said, and I quote, John Maxwell had his time. I'm coming for him. You can't do that. He's a nice guy. Yes, I can. Been there for decades. His time is up. And I said this here, and they couldn't get it. Because poverty is a hell of a drug. I said, he's not employing people. He's not making nobody rich. I'm not saying nothing bad about the guy. I'm saying when I put him out of business, I'm giving you his money. The universe wants me to put people out of business. Because while they sit up there hoarding resources, I'm sharing them. I got no time for your opinions. There are no losses. There are no mistakes. Tempest, close this out.
You look much better now, Antonio. You look much better.
My adrenaline is pumping. My adrenaline is pumping. You understand? I got a bunch of F you in me. You understand? That's it. My adrenaline is pumping. That's it.
All right, guys. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us for an hour and a half. Good. Thank you. We love you all very much. What is that? What do you think you're doing?
Star Trek. That's Star Trek.
Have an amazing evening, and we'll see you all.
You know what? It could be Nano Nano. Remember Mork and Mindy? Robin Williams, a long time ago? Nickelodeon, late at night. I remember, yeah, Mork and Mindy. It's one of the greatest shows of all time. I don't care what you say. That's it. My three dads, Mork and Mindy. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, keep going.
Bye, everybody. Good night, Antonio. Go to bed.
I am. I'm so on the way to bed. All right, everybody.
I want to talk to you about your goals and your dreams. What are you waiting for? You waiting for someone to dress you in success? Yeah, that's not going to happen. Life was meant to be about laughter, joy, and abundance. There's no shortage of money, and success is your moral obligation. But you're still in a thinking mode. Haven't quite worked your way to saying yes. It's time for you to work, grind. Your business needs you to move from a walk to a run. You have been praying for this opportunity. You've been waiting for owners who will look out for your best interest and send most of the money back into the field. Well, ATS is that company. This is what you have been praying for. So now it's on you. Will you care enough about your business to actually take all the freshman level classes? Will you care enough about your business to move towards the sophomore classes and beyond? Over here, we're giving away all the information that takes you to get the six and seven figures and beyond. Over here, we're not satisfied satisfied until 97% of our company is actually making money. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking to make you rich. And by default, we'll share an experience of that success with you. You will learn how to do all social media ads. Here, you will learn how to get on a sales call and convert energy into income. Here, you will learn how to code your own app for your business, set up your social media pages, and learn how to build million-dollar sales funnels. And we will give all that information to every single person who wants it. If you want to quadruple your retirement, this is the place. If you want to bring a customer into the company and have the company do most of the work for you to keep them paying you every single month, this is the place. If you want to benefit from the company's success, this is the place. If you want a company to email your customers money-making tips every single day that keeps them loyal to your downline, this is the place. You and I both know the world and how we used to make money, it has changed. You and I both know that all the tactics that you used to use to produce good results, they don't work the way they once did. How many people do you know that have not adjusted to this information age and now they are out of business? Ask yourself, how much more time do you have to waste and be out of business? Here's my advice to you. Stop passing up on opportunities because you're afraid to take another loss. Fear is the enemy of wealth, and comfort is the repellent of millions. Will you answer the call? Or will you just get excited and be like, wow, this is a great video, and do nothing? The choice is yours. Let us celebrate your retirement. Let us celebrate your millions. Let us celebrate you and break you through the glass. This is ATS, and this is your moment.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.